As we heard in Katie Clark's report, the United States is worried about Somalia becoming the next breeding ground for violent extremists. President Obama's Assistant for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism gave a talk in Washington today. John Brennan spoke about the administration's strategy. Sarah Mendelson was at that talk. She is the director of the Human Rights and Security Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. This talk by John Brennan was billed as a chance for the Obama team to really lay out its counterterrorism strategy. What was the takeaway message that you came away with?
Well, I'd say that there were bits of it that were new, old, and unknown. On the new part, essentially the Obama administration is declaring that there's not a global war on terror, that there's a specific battle with terrorists in various places. What is old, or in some ways what we saw in the Bush administration, is a focus, at least at the rhetorical level, on the conditions that can lead to someone to join a terrorist organization, the socioeconomic deprivation. That is something that we heard a lot of from David Kilcullen, who was a State Department official in the Bush administration. And I think it's interesting that it was a central part of John Brennan's speech today.
Well, let's get to that then first. How one prevents terrorism, how one specifically prevents individuals from gravitating toward extremist groups. Is there a new plan under the Obama administration?
I didn't hear too much about details. What I heard was a focus on the fact that terrorist organizations oftentimes can provide governance structures, deliver services to people in environments where the government itself is not doing that.
Specifically places like Somalia.
Well, like Somalia, I mean, he mentioned Hamas, Hezbollah. I can think of parts of the North Caucasus in Russia where we know that this has occurred. So what the specific policy is that the Obama administration is going to undertake to address that is not clear to me. I mean, he talked about integrating every element of U.S. power, including foreign assistance. At the moment, we have no idea who the head of USAID is going to be.
USAID, which is what?
Which is the instrument of the U.S. government that delivers foreign assistance.
Okay, so Brennan talks about the political, economic, social factors that put individuals on the path to violence, but he's not saying how the Obama administration would differ from the Bush administration on cutting that path short.
Well, I mean, I would say that he was making an argument that combines both, although I think the White House doesn't like to speak this way, but combines both hard power and soft power, that there's a military element to this, but there are also very specific political, economic, and social dynamics that need to be addressed. Again, the details of how exactly they're going to do that, I didn't really hear today.
Okay, so how about on the other end then, as you say, the use of military force potentially. One of the things I know that that Brennan said today, this counterterrorism advisor to the president, said that the U.S. needs to replace the so-called war on terror with a new strategy because, he said, terrorism is a tactic, a means to an end, and you cannot have a war against a tactic. It sounds in a way as if it's just semantics. Do you hear more than that in it?
I think it is more than semantics. He's quoting Dr. Brzezinski, who is a former national security advisor to President Carter. What they're really doing is they're putting terrorism or the struggle that we have with terrorists in a larger context. It's not the only challenge before, obviously, the Obama administration and U.S. foreign policy. In some ways, I think critics are going to read this as a downgrading of terrorism. And I think people who've been long concerned that the Bush administration focused on terrorism to the detriment of other issues will be greatly relieved.
So is the Obama administration taking the U.S. in a new direction in terms of countering terrorism or not?
I think that Mr. Brennan put some architecture around what has already been a house that's been built in some ways. I think we've been going down this path for quite a while. You don't hear Obama administration officials talk about a global war. They haven't talked about it that way for a long time. But there's still pieces that are left to be put in place. I mean, if foreign assistance, for example, is going to play a role, if democracy assistance is going to play a role, we need to know more about how it's going to play a role, who's going to be leading it, and what role precisely it plays in the arsenal that the Obama administration is using to counter terrorist threats.
All right. Sarah Mendelson is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, speaking to us about the Obama administration's strategies on countering terrorism. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.